eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Well, good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ here, almost the end of October, October 27th, 2024. I don't know about you, it sure seems to me and people I've talked to, time is just flying by. Maybe the days are cut short for the elect, who knows? Time just flies by. Here it is, the end of October, but we thank you for joining us. It is definitely fall, a little brisk in the air. Wore a sweater in this morning. It's a little cool out there. A little snow coming next week. But it's that time of year, so that's a good thing. We always encourage you to be prayed up as we start out this Sunday morning here at the LaPorte Church. We hope that you've prayed on the full armor of God and sought our Heavenly Father this day. Thanked Him for the beautiful, beautiful drive down this morning. Beautiful sunrise. And just a start to a beautiful day. Beautiful start to a beautiful day. We start out here with the pistol prayer. We have it on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you. I continue to pray it. I think it was divinely inspired to our pastor, and I see it being answered. I see more and more people waking up, and I think that this prayer is one reason for it. We do try to remind you it is a type of imprecatory prayer, so make sure you're prayed up when you pray prayers like this. The spiritual warfare that we're in is real. It's serious. It's not to be taken lightly. Such is the battle. Victory is ours, but we still have the battle. Well, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release. Bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. And you know, there are idols being cast down. Maybe we'll come back to that, because part of the current events I want to share with you this morning, I don't know if you've noticed it, but it is a good thing. It really is. Well, we talk about current events, we talk about scriptures, we talk about what's happening, certainly with us as individuals, but as a nation as well. And as a nation, that's what I've titled this first slide, is Proverbs 1, 23 through 26. Just got the first little bit here, but it says, Proverbs 1, 23 says, "Turn at my rebuke, surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you," right? That's if you turn at his rebuke. Verse 24, "Because I have called," God says, "and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel, and would have none of my rebuke, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes." Now, see, this is those that have not, for those that have not turned at his rebuke, that have refused when he called. Now, there's that difference. We're still talking about the remnant, but you know, some of us, I know some of the remnant have heard the rebuke, have turned, have repented. For those of us that have, that, well, it's our job to share with those that haven't. Not just material wealth, but this understanding of who we are, where we are as a nation. Okay? Where we are. I want to remind you, I got the Dragon Slayer here, Volume 11, on the presses this week. We hope to get it mailed by the end of the week. Volume 11, and Dragon Slayer, we thank you for your prayers and your support allowing us to do that. And I think that's part of this, what we do for those of us that have had our eyes opened, for those of you that partner with us, to continue to help us get these truths out, that others can see that as a nation, this is where we are. As a nation, we've turned away from God. And what do we have as a result? Let's talk about some economic woes. I hate to sound like a broken record, but this is what's impacting out there, again, as a nation, as a nation. Many U.S. stores closing as consumers pull back on spending in this current economy. Stores across America are shutting down left and right as shoppers are unable to afford to spend money on non-essentials. CNN Business reported on Friday, so far in 2024, major retailers said they are closing down over 6,000 stores. That number surpasses last year's total of just over 5,500. So not only did 5,500 close last year, there's over 6,000 closing this year. Now, does that sound, we talked a couple weeks ago, we showed us, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Does that sound like a blessing? Well, when you remember that it's because they have turned away from God, they have turned away from his rebuke, we have as a people forgotten his law. Oh, but the churches tell you that's done away with. Well, we're seeing the result of that, not only in personal lives, but in the nation as well. Saw this. This was the good news in the economic woes, right? Because the idols being cast down. A production graveyard. This was a quote I saw in a news report. Production graveyard at Los Angeles sees historic decline in entertainment jobs. How about that? The entertainment and film industry is losing serious ground in Hollywood as jobs are lost and production is scaled back. How about that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That filth, antichrist-owned industry on the decline. That's a good thing. Hollywood has long been the entertainment capital in the U.S., if not the world, as film, music, and TV converged on the area starting in the 1920s. But a new survey of jobs in the L.A. area shows that industry jobs have fallen to a low of 22% of the nation's entertainment jobs. And see, that's a good thing. I think there again, that's people waking up. That's fewer people going to the movies. That's fewer people watching the boob tube. That's fewer people streaming the filth and the murder and the mayhem and the sex and the sin that is just puked out into the in through that boob tube. Less people watching, less demand. And that's a good thing. See, that's people that are turning away. That are turning away from that. And you know, we've said it before, I think it's something for us to remember. When we turn away, when our people turn away from that filth, when they turn away from the filth of it, that LA and Hollywood puts out, and they turn away from the sin of abortion and things like that, they're turning in the right direction. And we've seen that, right? We've seen people being more receptive, asking questions, wanting to know. But you know, to those that haven't, there's another economic woe that's in the land, and it kills mainly white people in the land. And it's called fentanyl. Fentanyl. Millions, tons of fentanyl. You talk about a war against white America, for the most part, fentanyl. Approximately 34.3 tons. Okay, tons, 2,000 pounds. You do the math. That's a lot. 34 tons of fentanyl that made it into the U.S. via the southern border have been seized. That's just what's been seized. How much you think made it through? You think we got it all? I bet we didn't get 10% of it since, the last administration. Enough to kill more than all the people on the earth. The deadly synthetic opioid is up to 50 times stronger than heroin. And 100 times stronger than morphine. Just 2 milligrams of it, similar to 10 grains of table salt. 10 grains of table salt is considered a lethal dose. Now, you get a salt shaker and shake it on your potato or your steak or whatever, that's more than 10 grains. That's a lethal dose. And you have countries like Mexico that allow it in, and China that produces it and sends it over by the shipload to get it brought in from our southern border to kill. Yeah, that's an economic woe. But see, when you disregard the warning of God as a people, you know, you get it going and coming. And that's what we have as a nation. Report said one person dies of a fentanyl overdose in the U.S. every 7 minutes on average. The number of Americans killed by the drug has jumped 94% since 2019, according to the publication. That's the Washington Post. 94%. Economic woes. And now I know a lot of people turn to this because of economic woes, because of problems with the economy, problems with jobs, problems with family or whatever, problems with not turning to the Bible, with not being raised in the Bible, with not knowing God and what he has for us in his word. But you know, all is not lost. As we've talked about on Coffee with the Wranglers, and the economy's tough. But see, it's that Babylon falling. And if you're tied in with Babylon, hook, line, and sinker, if you're joined to the hip with them, then guess what? You're doing pretty bad too. But if you're in the world but not of the world, and if you're looking to the Word, obeying the Word, well, yeah, it's tough times, but it's not that tough. And it's we see that many of the remnant are getting by and doing better than getting by. 2 Corinthians 9:8, I want to share this. I saw this and I thought, you know, this is a good encouragement because it's truth. 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." Leave that up there for just a second, Jason. God is able to bless you abundantly. Why? So you can have a bunch of things? Well, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. See, there's a reason for those blessings. There's a reason that God desires to bless those of his that are obedient and bless them abundantly. Why? So we can abound in every good work. So we can be, as you hear, his hands and his feet. So we can be his mouthpiece. So we can plant those seeds that we need to plant. So that we can be a little bit of a light in this dark world. You know, you probably think that I got one more story here before we talk about the network website, but you probably think that I'm real big in women's college volleyball, and I'm not. It just keeps coming up in the news, okay? And it's more insanity revealed. Nevada, here's the latest. Nevada women's volleyball team forces a forfeit, wins the showdown with the school over competing against San Jose State that has a male on their women's volleyball team. University of Nevada women's volleyball team has officially forfeited their game against San Jose State due to the Nevadans' objection to competing against a transgender player. The university announced the team would forfeit Saturday's game against San Jose State, making Nevada the fifth team to forfeit a game against San Jose State after they quietly added transgender player Blair Fleming to the team. This is a quote. Look at the bottom. For its part, San Jose State insisted that including a man who identifies as a woman on its volleyball team is just following the law. Now, that's a small L law, and that's a demented thought process. Jason, did you hear? I think Colorado State played San Jose State. I don't know the outcome, but I saw in this, I didn't get it printed out, but I saw that, they had played CSU down here. They probably didn't have a problem with it. But we're just following the law. The law says that we can do this, so we're just following the law. Well, then that small L law is wrong. It's as simple as that. Colossians 3:6, God is not mocked. Colossians 3:6, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. And let me tell you, if you're following that kind of law, that is that kind of cheating, that is just against the laws of nature itself, guess what? You are a son of disobedience, and the wrath of God will come upon you. Repent while you can, if you can. It is as simple as that. And I say hats off again. See, there's five teams now. You know, that's five colleges, that's five teams, coaches, support, all that fight, including University of Wyoming, that have said, no, we're not going to have anything to do with that. And that's a good thing. It's a start. Well, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. Tons of information there. We put it up. It's up there 24/7. We put it there for you, Remnant. If you're East Coast, West Coast, or over in Japan, it doesn't matter. You can go there. The news wire's there. If you've got interesting breaking news happening in your neck of the woods, you'd let us know. You see the email there. You can email Jason at jason@sfaw.org, and we'll be glad to share it with the Remnant. Tons of information there, archives, and you can see the live stream, the video stream, the audio stream there, the broadcast schedule. There's a lot there, folks. There is. And, you know, they don't put that stuff together at Walmart. So just remember that, okay? Well, let's take a look at John 15. John 15 is always an interesting place to look, and I think in light of a couple things that have come out, I want to go there. John 15, verses 18 through 19 says, if the world hates you, now remember, this is Jesus. These are red-letter words if you have a red-letter Bible. If the world hates you, Jesus says, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own, and it would say, we just follow the law, it's okay. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. And so it's good to remember that. So when we see these things happening, whether it's from internationally, we're going to talk about that in just a second, or from our government, you know, or sometimes our friends and family, it seems like, so-called friends, that... Or people that just, there's an animosity that's like, why? Why? It's just the way it is. It fulfills, it's how Jesus said it was going to be. Real quick, want to go over this. Had two emails on this, so I wanted to share it. DOD, Department of Defense Directive 5240.01. DOD is facing significant backlash after releasing Directive 5240.01, which took effect on September 27th. Biden-Harris administration's latest DOD directive has been accused of authorizing the U.S. military to use lethal force against American citizens. The directive gives the Pentagon authority to approve, quote, this is their word salad, right? It's a people that have their own language. It really is. Assistance in responding with assets with potential for lethality or any situation in which it is reasonably foreseeable that providing the requested assistance may involve the use of force that is likely to result in lethal force, including death or serious bodily injury. The DOD directive also includes all support to civilian law enforcement officials in situations where confrontation between civilian law enforcement and civilian individuals or groups is reasonably anticipated. Not that it's happening, but it might happen. Former independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently spoke out against this Pentagon directive, saying the Biden-Harris administration has done something 2 weeks ago that has never been done in American history, which is send a directive to the Pentagon changing the law to make it legal for the U.S. military to be used to use lethal force against American citizens on American soil. Now, you know, I can remember hearing things alluding to this years and years ago. So here's their response. This is not a change in policy. Now, what does that tell you? It's always been this way. This ain't nothing new, says Elizabeth Goitein. Does that sound Irish to you, Jason? Goitein? co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice, a Washington, D.C.-based law and policy institute. Boy, there's a mouthful. I want to spit it out. The substance is the exact same, Goitein said. This has been the policy for some time, Goitein told Newsweek. They were already subject to it. There's already situations in which the DOD is authorized to provide assistance to civilian law enforcement in situations where there's the potential for lethal force. This is not an expansion or diminishment of current law, Goitein says. See, it's always, we've always been able to tell the Department of Defense if they need to go shoot you Americans that we'll tell them to do it. How about that? But see, people are waking up to it. And they're not denying it. They're not saying, no, that you're missing. They're saying, it's always been that way. This is nothing new. The world hated our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and governments hated him. And there's those in the government, just like a Pharaoh that arose that knew not Joseph or Joseph's God and hated Joseph's people. And we got that today. And I think I'm going to close out with this bricks. No, not Legos. Not Legos. You know, I'll tell you, my children, I think most of them have really enjoyed Legos. But that's not the bricks we're talking about. No, foreign leaders. Russian President Putin closed the summit of the BRICS bloc of developing economies on Thursday, praising its role as a counterbalance to what he called the West's perverse methods. The three-day summit in the city of Kazan was attended by leaders or representatives of 36 countries, highlighting the failure of United States-led efforts to isolate Russia over its actions in the Ukraine. The alliance had initially included Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, when it was founded in 2009, has expanded to embrace Iran. Boy, that's been in the news lately, hadn't it? Iran, sending missiles, getting bombed. All over the place. Egypt, Ethiopia, and the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. I think there's some oil that comes from some of those places. Turkey, Azerbaijan, and Malaysia have formally applied to become members. Several other countries expressed interest in joining. Russia specifically pushed for the creation of a new payment system that would offer an alternative to the global bank messaging network SWIFT, which is based on the American dollar, and allow Moscow to dodge Western sanctions and trade with partners. And then it goes on and just talks about how Russia and China and India, and they are just all in bed together. They are improving their relationships, their trade agreements, and they're trading in the yen and the ruble and gold. The yen, the ruble, and gold, not the U.S. dollar. How about that? Let's take a look. Psalms 83. We're wrapping up this morning. Psalms 83, a couple verses here. O God, do not keep silent. Do not hold your peace or be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have raised their heads. Let them be put to shame and dismayed forever. Let them perish in disgrace, that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the most high over all the earth. Now, that's just a couple of selected verses. But it's applicable today. And those enemies that make an uproar, that hate you, O Lord, that have raised their heads, both foreign and domestic, whether it's China, Russia, and their BRICS co-alliance, or whether it's the shadow government, the Pharaoh here that knows not Joseph, that hated our Lord and hates us as well. Well, last one, it's the days we live in, but we have the hope. Let's take a look. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10, God says, and we close with this, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I rest on that. I hope you do as well. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Stay tuned. We've got more for you, a timeless pulpit truth, a brand new message for you right after that. So stay tuned. We'll see you a little bit later for communion. God bless.
Time goes surging like a river. Life is swept away like sand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to His unchanging hand.